All right, everybody, roll your recorders. You're going to want to record what you're about to hear. In some cases, it's going to be difficult to hear. This is raw audio, and it speaks for itself.
One center. This tape is made from the unaltered master tape. The date, 3-8-94, at the time, 21:30 hours. Also recorded will be a dispatch conversation with the National Weather Service personnel.
Have you heard anything about these lights that are flickering up here in the, what is it, the east-southeast area? It's like a group. It's there. It looks like a string of Christmas lights that's way up in the sky. And we wondered if you had heard anything about it.
Not a thing.
Wow, you might want to have somebody take a look. It's different. I've never seen anything like it. I don't know. It's strange. But it's right out east-southeast. It's way up. And it's just like a circle of a lot of different lights flickering. And it's different than any airplane.
Okay, your address, please.
All right, we're not going to allow the address to be given out over the air. We're going to cover that up.
Looking out the front of our house, it's... Darryl, what direction did you say that was?
East,
southeast. And that's when you're coming down 16th Street, right to Country Club Road. If you look to your immediate, just to your lower right, they're right there in the sky. It's just something we've never seen before.
Okay, we'll have somebody check it out.
All right.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
You're going to hear a lot of this in between calls. Just random tape noise. You're hearing a 911 dispatcher.
911?
Yeah, is this police?
We're doing a dispatching phone service center.
Okay, I don't know if you guys do anything on UFOs at all. I got real...
Okay, again, a cut and a wait.
Going up and down. Hold on.
Oh, excuse me? Okay, what do you have there, sir?
There were at least four lights, and they were all flashing like, okay, there was a sequence. It was a kind of like a V, and there was four lights, and they were blinking back and forth. And there's no way, I mean, a plane's not that wide. And then it went down to three lights, and it started spinning around. Like it was a circle of motion. Then it started going up and down, and then it went to two lights, and did the same thing, and that was one, and just spinning in a circle.
Okay, what you mean?
All right, we're going to cover that up as well. By now, the 911 dispatcher is becoming a believer.
And you're at 419 Stretch.
All right, we're going to hold that, too.
Okay, we'll have somebody stop by and see you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
By now, he's wondering what's going on.
Central Charlie 21, sending one down.
Okay.
Now listen very carefully.
911. You guys busy?
A little bit.
I call that's not really an emergency. We just called about the UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Making airplanes.
Yeah, we've got a car on the way over there. Let's see. Right now. We've got a couple other calls.
Really? They see them too?
Mm-hmm. Where are they now? I mean, are they...
They're just kind of hanging there. They came up as a group and they kind of split. I bet some kind of hot air balloon or helium balloon. Like,
Okay. We've got a car on the way. He was coming from the downtown area, so he's...
They're kind of hanging in the general area. It's like maybe the wind might have broken apart like they would be balloons, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so we got a call from Stratford Way, and that's where he's heading first, and he's going to head over here.
Okay, yeah, they're dead south of us now.
South of here?
Yeah, we're on 16th Country Club.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
By now, the 911 fellow wants to know what's going on. He's about to make a call.
Central Dispatch?
This is a non-emergency, so feel free to cut me off if something comes in. And I feel kind of silly calling, but my son and sister that I call, Is there any Air Force airplanes or helicopters flying around in Ellicott or Ottawa County tonight?
Well, we've had reports on Stratford Way in that area of life, and they're checking it out.
Stratford Way?
Yep.
Now, where would that be? We're right on Ottagon on the county line.
Yeah, it's down in that area.
It is?
Holland City.
Pardon?
Right down. It's by Holland City.
Okay, because he saw them heading southeast of the county line of Ottawa and Allegan, probably right on the Kent County line, I would imagine.
Yeah, we've got them checking it out. They say it's something to do with radio towers down in the area.
It has something to do with what?
Radio towers down in the area.
They're in the air.
Why don't you tell them what you saw?
Okay, how was that? A real high hill,
mm-hmm.
Right on the county line there. And it was like at a 45-degree angle to the ground.
Uh-huh.
There was like probably four or five lights, and they were all flashing right in a row from the top all the way down to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And it was sitting there for a while, and then it leveled off, and then it moved southeast. It was up in the air quite a bit.
Okay, yeah, we got an officer down the area checking on it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
It took off real fast.
Okay, yeah, we'll let him know.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, by now the 911 dispatcher is getting very, very curious about what's going on. And again, he's about to start to try to make calls to figure out what is going on. And now that's what you're going to hear. He's now dialing up what he thinks is the weather service.
You have reached the National Weather Service office in Muskegon, Michigan. Phone calls are answered during normal business.
All right, so he decides that that is not a good number, and so he's going to call a number where he can reach a human being. That's what you're listening to the 911 dispatcher. Here we go.
Hi, Mr. Keegan. This is Ottawa County 911 calling.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
You guys have access to a radar there, don't you?
Yes, we do.
You do.
Are you getting anything weird down in the southern Ottawa County area?
Anything weird? Hold on for a second, okay?
Yeah, Rudy Forth and Garfield? It's out of Chicago. That's a
tractor.
Nothing more than the usual ground fire we get right there. Let me get on closer range.
Okay, the reason I ask is we're getting a whole bunch of calls with some strange lights in the southern Ottawa, northern Allegan County, right near Holland City area.
Strange light?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had about 60 UFO calls.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'm sitting here going, no, come on. There's got to be something more to this.
Yeah. Well, I have to call a UFO reporting center then about this.
It's just we've had a couple of them, and we've got an officer out there right now, and he says the only thing he sees right now is a tower. What they had done is replaced their lights.
Uh-huh.
They were on steady before, now they're on an alternating blinking pattern.
Uh-huh.
That's what he's writing it off to, but a couple of our people, citizens, are saying, well, yeah, but they seem to be moving.
Well, are you standing in the same spot you were before?
No.
Well, that would make a move to me, you know.
Yeah.
Standing on one side of your house, you go to the other. Yeah, they're going to be in a different location. So I was just kind of curious if you noticed anything or anything on there at all.
I'm looking at it in the vertical now, and I'm not really. Let's see. Wait a minute. There's something right there. Okay, let's see what that is. Looks like that is a larger turn down there. Let's see. That looks like it's up about maybe, well, it disappeared. It was up about 6,000 feet in about, could have been a plane. But it was pretty big. Wait a minute.
They're getting a bunch of weird ones down there. Like you see, now it's starting to appear to be moving a little bit south.
Yeah, okay. Well, move. See? Yeah, there's something big down there. Wait a minute. That's really strange. I get it down at I'm getting it down around South Bend. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Was it the wrong graph? Let's see. Really strange. I don't know if I can find the right overlay. I can say exactly where I'm seeing it.
let me get the range drone. Let's see. It looks like it's around 82 kilometers from me. Puts it down about, yeah, right down at the, right down near South Haven.
Okay, this would be north, yeah.
And
right at the Allegan Ottawa County line.
Okay, now I lost it. Yeah, oh, there it goes. Okay, it's moving. It's moving towards the west-southwest. Yep. And it looks like a big blob.
Yeah, that's the way it was explained to us.
And it's not... I think it's almost off the scope. Let me go to another.
This is weird.
It looks like it's fizzled out. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, it was up about 6,000 feet or so.
Huh.
And unless that was a... seeing it. Okay. And I can't... It disappears. It's moving because...
One pass is there, the next pass is gone.
Yeah. Well, I got it on manual now. I'm just kind of I'm continuously radiating on it, and looks like it's steady right now. South Haven, it's like
and more lights. South Haven. Okay, that one over by South Haven just zoomed over to the northwest by about, now I'm getting, now they changed position again. One about 20 miles west of South Haven. Another one just above, looks like the Coloma, and the other one is just off the coast of Bent Harbor.
Wow, this is weird.
Okay, now that one near South Haven has moved. It's moving further out into Lake Michigan. I'm getting them up. Okay, I'm getting, it popped to one. Now I'm getting four. No? Yeah, I got four for a while. I'm getting another one way down. I did for a little while. These are all up around about between 7,000 and 12,000 feet.
Oh, this is strange. This is really
so
weird.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know if it's some kind of energy or the radar is picking up something. I wish we had a picture of this, but
to find out exactly where he sees them once.
Yeah.
Union to the can you guys object to the union or a little red?
All right, it gets a little difficult to hear here. We are going to pause, and I will give you the remainder of this raw audio tape. Again, we return you now to the real thing from Michigan. Listen carefully.
Southwest of Collins City, so that could be, that could be that one in Bent Harbor if it's up that high. This is really weird.
I was getting four. Okay, now they've moved position again. And I'm sweeping it back and forth in kind of like a triangle, just back and forth from where the beam is spotted towards Chicago, then I sweep it back toward maybe Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And each sweep, they'll be in the same position, and then all of a sudden they'll pop up somewhere else. So it's instantaneously moving, and I'm getting about between three and four returns. And they look like, sweeping in the vertical, they look like very strong spikes. I'm getting, it's really weird. So I don't know if I'm, these are bigger than planes. Usually a plane will pick up as a little pinpoint, but these are about, on my radar scope, these are about the size of maybe, looks like a half centimeter across.
Okay. Righty, I'm going to try Grand Rapids once here, too, and see if they can, see if they've got anything that they're aware of once, too.
And they look like they're moving, they're all moving toward the south, towards Chicago. There's three returns moving towards Chicago. They're about over center of Lake Michigan, three of them in a triangle, and they're about the southern, real southern part of Lake Michigan, probably just off the coast of Darien County.
Okay.
Just northeast of Chicago.
All right, now you will give them a shot and see what I can locate from them.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, now you've got a situation where the man at the National Weather Center doesn't believe that he's been talking to the people at the 911 service.
Kent County Department of Aeronautics, you have reached our automated attendant. Our offices are currently closed.
That was attempt number one. Now, listen carefully.
Dispatch? Yeah, this is the National Weather Service in Muskegon. I was calling to make sure that the person that called me was really a sheriff from out of a county and not a host.
He was one of our dispatchers.
Oh, okay. Calling about the...
We've been chasing them all over down that way.
Pardon?
We've been chasing lights down all over down that way.
So what really is going on?
I still got a car out in the area.
Can you hold on for a second?
Sure.
All of this has never been played on the air before.
Did Ken fill you in on the weather service at all, Jim?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, okay. What do they look like?
I don't know. We've got a report of something going through the air with lights on it horizontally. 3 to 4 lights going at a high rate of speed up and down and all over the sky. I bet we've had 5 or 6 calls,
right?
And they've all been in the South Holland area.
South Holland?
Yep, from South Holland down to Overijssel, down in that area.
Overijssel,
right.
And what color were the lights?
Yeah, I didn't really get what color they were.
Okay, yeah. Well, I did pick up, about 3 to 4 blips, and they were big. They weren't planes, because planes usually show up like a little pinpoint that move through the on the scope. But these were bigger. These were about the size of half a thumbnail on the scope, and they were up about between 5 and 12,000 feet, and they had real strong returns with them. And there were 3 of them. They bounced all over the place, but the general movement of all 3 of them were towards Chicago. I pretty much gave up looking at them when it reached to southern Lake Michigan, right towards, as it was moving towards Chicago.
Okay.
So I did see something, and I've never seen anything like that before. I don't know, some kind of an atmospheric phenomenon. I hear they have, Northern Lights is going on. I got a call from Manson saying that the Northern Lights are really dancing around, really bright.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, they're stating, I think, it seems to me like the last one, instead of moving, like, to the southeast from Holland towards Allegan County.
To the southeast?
Southwest, towards
Chicago. Okay, that's
talking about towards Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing actually move towards Chicago.
Great.
I wish we had a recording of what I could see.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's some blips showing up on the computer part, and this is being recorded, so.
Oh, good.
There is going to be a recording of this, so if they can, you might be able to see a movement on this if we can play this back. So.
Okay. All right. Well, if we get any more, we'll let you know also.
Okay. Please do.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That has never been heard in totality before. And as I said at the beginning, I think that it pretty well speaks for itself. So I will have no further comment, and you can absorb it. Hopefully you got to record it.